Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, October 25th, 2022, already. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's up? Same old.
Same old, same old.
We're not on Facebook, so I don't know. Gary, you might have to put something on your Facebook.
I think we're on now.
Hopefully.
You see video? Yeah, it's all blurry, but I see it.
Yep. That's your eyes. That's just your eyes.
Maybe I'm half asleep. Uh-oh.
Probably from lifting all that metal you got in the back of your truck.
Yes.
See, it's all cut up and nice.
Yes, it is. A lot of metal.
Yeah, a lot of weight.
Yes.
Cool.
And we're going to add some to it. So.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear that one.
Mm-hmm. Got to add some.
Of course, Matt. We'll leave you alone. We'll come back to you in a minute. So you keep sliding your fingers around on your phone and stuff. I thought you saw the video. No?
It's off. It went off now. Something went wrong.
We'll just keep
talking. Oh, no, that's the best thing.
We'll keep talking. We got Michael Miller, but we'll really reintroduce you when we come back on.
Yeah.
There.
No.
How's it going?
Good, man. How's it going, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
That's all right.
We got audio? Hello? No. Test, test.
Oh, we got a whole lot of
nothing,
huh?
We can just tell everyone's pay-per-view.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm that exclusive.
Please, Zelle or Venmo me a dollar.
That's right. Each one.
I wouldn't have Michael Miller kind of made that happen. You have to send him a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Like, we all have a bunch of expensive hobbies. Something's got to pay for it.
Exactly.
My OnlyFans really ain't working out these days.
Ay, ay, ay. So do we want to just kind of hang out and wait? We'll wait for Matt.
Yeah, we're going to all sit here and watch Matt.
Find some countdown music here.
Yeah, no, wait. I got it.
Okay.
I got it right now.
I'm Thane Allred, and you're
I had it.
Yeah, I don't mind hearing Thane Allred.
Yeah, he's only good for 2 seconds.
It's what his wife said.
Uh-huh. Here's another one, since we're waiting.
Okay. This is Chloe Lynch, the number 50 Legend driver, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
See you
was
there?
Was she upside down, sliding across the track
yes,
when she made that?
Yes.
Not sure.
Not sure yet. Here's one of my all-time favorites. Since we're waiting for him, here's one of my all-time favorites.
I'm Russ Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
That's right. Do you know who Russ Wilson is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary will explain who Russ Wilson is.
86-year-old man we raced against.
Oh, it's okay.
Yep.
He's no longer with us, unfortunately.
Yes.
And the track wasn't what killed him.
No.
Age. Yeah.
He went to see his daughter in Reno and ended up in the hospital and never came out.
Mm. But I can say, at least for me, he gave me hope that I can race until I'm at least 86.
At least. Yeah.
A couple more years. So.
Yeah. That's right around the corner.
And realistically, that was He did everything himself too.
Yeah, no, that's how I started asking questions about him. I went there with Trickle when we were racing that dwarf car, and I looked over and I just see this old man all by himself, and he is working as fast as he could, but he's getting with it.
Yeah.
I was like, should we help him?
I know. Where do we cross the line? I don't know.
He went out and bought an old Thunderbird, and instead of removing the steering wheel, he kicked it to the right.
That's why you picked that particular car, was because from the factory, that's how they're set up. They slide over
to the right.
Yeah. Which is smart. That's smart thinking.
Yeah, and with the door on, you get in, and then he just lock it back into place, bring it back from the right to the left, lock it back in place, and go race.
Right. Who knows what other tricks he had on that?
Where
that car ended up? Do you know?
It's somewhere in Pahrump.
Still?
Yeah,
you should find it.
I don't remember the lady that had it right off the top of my head, but it was in Pahrump.
Okay.
And it raced after passed away. There was a guy and a girl that had it and raced it.
Should get a hold of it and see if we can
track
display
it down.
It down, we'll display it for them.
Yes.
Someone just got to say this for you guys, and it's going to be me. You guys have enough.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Don't do more.
Got enough cars.
Don't
you got
more.
Plenty of other cars that don't race and don't need to be prepped that could be display cars.
That's true. We have actually talked about working on some of those.
So. Yes.
We will get some of those going, believe it or not.
Let me connect.
Oh, man.
I say reboot.
Close it all out.
That's right. Start all over.
You want to try on a different computer? See if you can get a code.
We're rebooting. Hold on. We're rebooting, Michael.
That's right. Hang on.
Wait. What's the favorite saying on this radio show?
It's not my fault.
It's Michael Miller's fault.
I don't have computers.
Once again.
What's the favorite saying on this radio show? It's Michael Miller's fault.
You don't even have to be directly involved.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I do see the big bold letter host Michael Miller right there. That should be probably like, nah, we're gonna have to censor this one.
It's probably Zuckerberg like, oh, crap, let's do something here. We can't have him on.
Mm-mm. What's it looking like over there?
The spinning wheel.
Connecting.
Do you got the internet in the right place?
Are you wired, not Wi-Fi?
I'm wired.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is
sucking. As the show must go on.
On Wi-Fi.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We don't want to waste all the good stuff
without somebody seeing Michael Miller.
So what are you guys going to be for Halloween?
A race car driver.
I was just going to say, I'm going to be a race car driver.
Yeah. I'm going to be that dice head.
I personally know Pit Boss. He's going to borrow the
uniform. He'll probably take that costume home and...
Speaking of him, I sat with him and his girlfriend or wife at the banquet last year.
Oh, yeah?
At our table.
Mrs.
Dice Head. Yeah. Mrs. Pit Boss, yep.
Cool. Cool deal. Well, we're sorry about this, Mr. Miller.
No, it's fine. Last time I was here, we had a similar problem, but one of the Facebook accounts was on a 30-day ban. Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah. And we couldn't figure that out at first.
Right.
We know who that was.
Mm-hmm. Is that the problem again?
Oh, no. I've been good.
You've been good? You've been...
Mm-hmm.
You've been... I won't... We all get political on this show.
They might ban the show.
Right. Speaking of that, though, if you're not registered to vote, make sure you register. There's still a little bit of time, I think, online. And get out and vote. We need everybody's vote if we want to take America back. If you're on that side. If you're on the other side, that's fine. You should still vote, too. But
I'm just still super pumped Billy Mitchell made it to the actual election.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so cool, like, because, you know, throughout the last 4 to 6 mm-hmm. years, I see everyone having all these opinions about what they do better on Facebook.
Right.
And he actually did something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, okay, well, what's the first step to getting into a position? Okay. And then he actually went after it.
Right.
So it's pretty cool because everyone else just has all, but they won't help really
right.
go after to help change anything for real. They just want the world to change off a Facebook post.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. You know, and that's what it's all about. If there's something you don't like what's happening, do something about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is.
I'm just waiting for my opportunity in 2024.
You going for
president? Yeah.
President of LVMS?
Nope. I turn 35 in December. Okay, it's my time to shine.
President of your house? King of your castle? Or
president of your backyard?
I'm gonna make things happen. Don't worry.
Hey, you know what? It all starts with you know the thought. Hey, look, I'm gonna do this or I'm going to do that, and now you take the steps to do it.
Could you imagine? What if it happened?
Let's just
go out in left field real quick.
It would really be all of my fingers' fault.
Look like, here, right? Everyone, we're all this electronics on the cars, we're going back old school people. People need to be able to work on their stuff in their driveways.
Hey,
like,
carbureted cars.
Yeah, we're going back. The environment's going to be just fine.
You got my vote. As much.
You ain't getting no argument out of me, old school stuff.
You know, I can tell you can't do any worse than some of the people that's been in power already. So I'm in.
You got my vote.
I'm going to show up the next time I race with a big old Miller 2024
sticker
on
the head. Yeah,
you
cars.
Got my vote now, and mail me a ballot, and I'll vote again.
There you go. You'll get several votes.
That's right.
Jeez, now you're getting political.
Oh, yeah, mail one to my dad, too. He'll vote for you, too.
Yeah. How long has he been passed away? 30 years. He can vote every year.
Yeah.
30 extra votes there.
That's right.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, mail one to my mom, too. She'll get it. See, you got 4 votes right
I'm
there.
I'm just saying it. It could be a movement, I promise. I'm a man of the people.
I'm all for the movement. It's the Michael Miller movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I know how to deal with these other political, you know, these other countries and stuff, but we'll handle that when we get there.
Yeah, but we'll start with racing. So let's take care of racing first. That's our first agenda.
I'm going to call my rap guy tomorrow and tell him I want a Miller 24 to put on the side of my truck.
It starts with a thought. Look at the you as a champion in the Bombers. You know, there was not that long ago, you were talking about, hey, I've never raced one of these before, mm-hmm. you know. And well, you
it
got,
can happen.
This is a couple championships now.
You know, it can happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you just really, during the election, just have to twist a little people's minds, you know what I'm saying? Just tell them what they want to hear, and then just
well, exactly.
walk in left field. That's what happened.
You said it, just lie.
Uh-huh.
I'm going
what is this that you want from president? Yeah, man, no problem, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, put your water in the gas. Trust me. You can trust me. Oh, well.
What's it looking like, Matt?
I bypassed the software and went straight through Facebook. So.
Hey, look at that. It says we're live.
On his.
Oh, there we are.
Look at there.
We got audio?
I don't know.
Test anybody.
Anybody right? Do we got audio? Anybody? Uh-oh, it just quit.
Oh, no.
Something went wrong.
Well, good news after this, we have a Bryce Speedway show. You can stick around for that if you'd like, but you don't have to.
So are you guys just racing on the original asphalt or...?
We're looking into
that's for the Blythe show. That's for the Blythe show.
Yeah, we'll save that for the Blythe show.
Yeah. Yeah,
front.
I forget we're probably still on the actual site, right?
Sure. Yeah, we are. We're still.
That's how me and Aaron always would listen to it. We'd be coming back from Steve Teach or something with the Mod Tour, and we just listen to, like, the last three episodes, the whole ride.
There you go. Look back to the archives.
Telling each other, they're effing crazy. That's not right. They're effing crazy.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. They're talking to each other.
Speaking of Aaron, how's Aaron been?
He's doing good. He's itching to get back in the car, so we're going to...
What do you mean it's the internet?
We're going to try to get him in the car for the November 26th late model race at Havasu.
Cool. That should be good.
And then...
Yeah, because they got a three-race double...
Well, no, now, from what I've just seen... I'll re-verify.
I thought there was three.
But it looked like
50 races in a, not in a row, but
yeah,
you know, till for the series.
Yeah, well, I was looking the other day with him on the phone, and it looks like there's two. Unless I'm missing.
Oh, something. I thought I seen three.
Because they got the Thanksgiving one, because that's always a thing.
Yep, that's always a thing.
Yeah, and then the next one's January 14th. Oh, no. I see what you're saying.
Yep,
I missed
them. Yep.
Mind you, I was on the phone with him.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so he's not going to run for points, but last time we were down there, we were pretty good with ignition problems. So
sweet, yeah.
And then the steering rack started coming loose, and then the right front tires went flat.
Well, that's not good.
But we worked some bugs out of that car. It's been like over a year, so now it's time to come back.
Cool. That'd be good to see him.
Yeah,
racing, because anytime he jumps in something, he's fast.
Yeah.
So that'd be good to see. I thought I saw him in the driver's meeting because...
Yeah, he was there.
So
he was spotting for Houston Simonet.
Okay. I thought I saw him, like, looking across because he's tall, you know, above everybody else. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't exactly sure, so I didn't want to, like, start waving to people that
mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are.
Well, I do it all the time.
Yeah, start waving. Hey. My problem is, we actually had a problem where we were riding in the cart. Two guys came up to us and said, hey, da-da-da-da. And we're like, I thought he knew who they were. He thought I knew who they were. And neither one of us knew who they were. So this day, I don't know.
No, they stopped us driving their car.
Yeah.
Hey, are you Mike and Gary? Yeah. We just looked at each other like, who the hell are these guys?
Well, just how that, I thought he knew who they were. And he was like, you know who they were? No, I don't know. But that's my problem. If I don't remember you, I'm sorry. You almost had it, right? Twice.
And now it's Facebook kicking back the video.
It's all Michael Miller's fault.
Probably. And they know about they're trying to censor my campaign in 24.
That's mm-hmm. right. We had to.
It's starting now.
Yeah. Damn it.
Already.
Censored, yeah.
Aye.
You better get used to it. You get a lot of that going forward if you run. Well, depends on what party you run for. So,
well, that's the thing. I'm going to be the first independent. One, so they can't. They're gonna think I'm not a threat,
right?
Until I am.
Until the end, then you're gonna like give them an uppercut. Here I am. Oh well. Somebody is listening, and you want to try this other computer? See if it's...
It's just not... Facebook is not taking the video. It's just that the video frame rate is too low.
Haven't seen that one yet.
Just check that the video source and Facebook is sufficient.
Just do live from your phone. Put it up on a stand or something. Then we have like a phone holder set up.
Patrick always brings his own. Yeah.
That'll be Matt's job tonight. Where can we put that?
Look.
Where do we put it?
Look what I found. Patrick must have threw it in the corner.
Stick it on that light up there. No.
Well, the thing is, he has to fix it if you're going to do another show right after.
Yeah.
To get the messages out.
That is true.
But let me ask you a question. Have we tried to reset the actual camera yet? And what if it's wigging out because the camera's wigging out?
True. What about, you want to use a set of computers, see if that does anything? I hear you.
You're on.
Well, and if anybody's just listening and not on Facebook, sorry for the dead air. We're just working through some problems. And again, sorry, we'll have to have you back in.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Next week, right? If that's okay. What is next week? Am I going to be here?
Yep.
I'll be here next week. Oh, no, yes. Yes,
oh,
will
no,
be.
Yes. Oh, no, yes.
Yes, I will be. So,
no, yes, you will be here next week.
So, if that's not working out. Yeah, it is.
Now,
important.
In 2 weeks, on November 8th, I think we had a problem the last time that's election day and we couldn't get on the internet.
Yeah, but this is a smaller election.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, it's the Michael Miller election. How much smaller can it be?
Yeah, I don't think we'll have a problem.
Okay.
But yes,
hey, Kelsey. It's my wife.
Oh.
I'm listening. She said it's me. I'm the one getting the dead air.
Well, thank you for listening. Sorry about that. We will have, if it's okay with you, and you can give them up for next Tuesday, we'll have them back for next Tuesday.
Tuesdays are good. Wednesday, she does her own podcast.
Oh, no way. What'd she do? That's cool to hear.
Hers is Off Wheels, man. I'm kidding. No,
right.
Out of Wheels.
kids only.
Her and one of her best friends, they read a lot of the books.
Really?
Romantic books and different
cool.
things. And so they started their own podcast.
Well,
what's
the name of it? We'll put it out.
Well,
unless you don't want nobody to know, it's a secret podcast.
It's a secret.
Hold on, I know what the name of the damn thing is.
Oh my God!
No.
I know it. It's
it's
my mind just went blank.
It went and then did.
Because you held your hands up too quick.
You think the computer's not giving the feed at the proper rate?
Yep, that's totally what it's saying. Let me see. So now it left me out of the settings.
Oh. Beep. Yeah. Oh.
there it is.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, baby.
You had it.
It's Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast.
Unashamed.
Yeah, they're on like
Smut Lovers.
Yeah, it's like, man, I remember when I had a nice Christian home, and then she started reading these books, and my life's been upside down ever since. I always have to put earmuffs over my son.
So it's called Unashamed,
a Smut Lovers podcast. She's on a bunch of platforms. I don't know if they ever got the Apple one done because, you know, they record and then they get posted. But
does she do it live or is it?
No, they record it.
Okay.
And they got a little deal that edits for them
okay.
for a little noise. Well, they go through it and then it's a quickie program.
Cool.
So, yeah, they have it usually edited by the end of Sundays and then they post on Mondays.
Oh, cool. They do it daily or?
It's weekly.
Okay.
It's a little confusing to me because I'm not actually on the show, but I believe – so they do different things. So there's one version where they'll read along together at the same – they'll read the same book, and then they'll post real quick about their thoughts on what's going on. So it's a quick 20-minute little deal.
Oh.
And then they'll read the next few chapters or whatever, and then they'll post that way. And then sometimes they'll just pick a genre of book, and then they'll read it and then post like an hour show. So they switch it up a little bit. Just
cool.
So it's not the same thing for. She's actually it's pretty cool. She's had listeners in Germany.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool deal.
Not bringing home the big bucks yet, but. So
you
cool.
never know.
They have fun with it.
Right. Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like my hobby's race cars. Well,
right.
Her hobby, she loves reading.
Reading books.
So.
Cool.
So it's pretty cool that they get to do that.
Yeah, that is cool.
Cool.
We'll have to remember that. And you'll have to remember that.
Yeah, that's what every Wednesday. Even Pete's got the schedule down by now. He's like, oh, no, we actually, he'll be like, what are you doing tomorrow night? And we got something to do. And he'll be like, oh, wait, no, you're busy.
Yeah, telling you you're busy. There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, cool deal. You know, that's something that's, you know, helps, you know, get your whatever hobby you like.
Yeah, and her friend had moved away a while ago, so it's something cool they get to do every Wednesday together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Cool. So it's good to hear. Cool. We'll have to keep an eye out for that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets bigger
and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maybe we should be the Unashamed Racers
podcast.
Or Shamed Racers, whichever.
Yeah. Full of shame.
Full of shame, yeah.
A tale of two drivers.
Hey, you can listen to your wife's podcast. Have it too. Well, I guess we might as well just talk about it. Congratulations on your 2022 championship.
Thank you.
You know, that's not an easy task to do. You know, there's some good competition out there all the time. And this is your second one. You got
I won it last year as well.
Did you think you were going to get it this year, or was it just close, or what was the...
There was one point where I was gone, just gone.
Did you miss any races?
No.
Okay.
And then
I know you had car issues.
I had a motor blow up.
Yeah.
And then I had, what was the problem with the second one? It wasn't a full. Oh, a rocker fell off.
Wow.
And next thing you know, Pete was only 10 points behind me.
Now you're thinking, oh.
Yeah. I was like, get close. You started side eyeing because he built the motor.
Right. Hey, wait a minute here. How did this fall off? No.
What's going on here?
Were you looking at? Going after the championship, going into the season, or something? That
Well, it was just cool because before the season, Pete had 9 as a car owner, whether he was driving Aaron or being here myself.
Right, somebody.
So I really wanted to get that 10th one.
Right.
So, but honestly, the real goal was just go win races. In the first half of the year, we did very well, and then it just – I'm still confused on what happened.
Right.
But it was still a fun year. I love a lot of fun stories to tell, so –
Do you find because did Pete race most of the races last year too, or
Pete missed his hunting race last year? This year he did not. The way the schedule fell.
Does that make a difference? You know, going after racing against your the team. I don't know if he's a team owner or what you consider him, but
it's a different strategy just because like last year, come down the last race, me, Jacob, or Court could have won it.
Right.
Literally, like, I could have finished second and lost the championship.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
And as the leader, the way the point system was.
Right.
And then it's just different mentality, really, because, like, I'm willing to bang doors with them if it came down to it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Where, and for, not wreck them or nothing, but, you know, if he gets nitty-gritty, gets nitty-gritty, where I'm trying to stay far away his car.
So you're going to do the I'm going to get this real political. You're going to do the Bubba Wallace. You don't lift, right? For anybody. All right, we won't talk about that. Anyways, so it does make a difference who you're racing against, obviously.
Yeah.
To know.
Well, I will. I've raced 3 races now with my new paint job, and there's not a scratch on it, so it's not how I typically race anyways anybody. But if it came down to it, I'm not just going to be like, oh. Good job on the last lap right there.
Exactly.
It was all fun.
Right.
It was a lot of fun leading up to the last race. They were trying to put ideas in my head because Vinny and Pete were teaming up on me and I was running my mouth back. So
your old teammates are
it was all fun and games. So I was trying to pay Vinny a couple hundred just to do the job for me.
Exactly right. How much would it cost Vinny? No. Well, he didn't race all the races either. He just popped in for a couple of the
later
races.
Yeah, he raced July 3rd, the following one, the first one back from the summer break, and then he had to go pick up his dad's new dirt car, and then the last one he ran and got wrecked. So,
Do you think Vinny has gotten better since he's been doing some dirt races?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say he's just better because of the dirt. It's just the more you race – the older you get within it, staying in a car, I'm not saying – I know it's helped, but I'm not saying that's the only reason. I think he's just grown as a person as a whole,
right?
You know, and matured and makes better choices.
Your strategy changes, right? Your choices change as you get
yeah.
older and get more
seat
time.
Yeah, it definitely helps with
Daddy control. Making him pay some of those bills. He knows now, huh?
That's a,
yeah, that's a hit, though.
That's a huge factor. How about...
Go ahead.
No, Vinny Sr.'s making
right.
Junior
mm-hmm.
pay some of those bills, so you have a little more respect for your equipment when
yeah.
you're paying
I'm
the
sure
bill.
He had respect before.
Yeah,
come
and,
on,
no.
Now. No. I said a little more respect.
Yeah, I was going to say, most, like, he's been in a couple wrecks, but they typically aren't him.
Right.
So.
And how about yourself, though? You know, you're gaining more experience, you're gaining more seat time, and do you feel a difference in your driving style? I mean, I would think, like, the more experience you get, the easier it is to drive.
Yeah, I just got more mental control now, where I think now I can make a decision. Like, I know on lap one, I don't have the car to win this. This is what happened the last race of the season. I'm sitting there. I got a new front row of inexperience. We've been warned not to go three wide, even though it still happened taking the green, which I don't know why there wasn't nothing
we're
up there.
We're used to it in the late model truck. We get three wide in the first lap all the time.
And
that's right.
Because so
they're going to win on the first lap.
I made the mature decision saying, can't win the championship if
right.
I get wadded to turn one.
Right.
So I tagged the field. And I was like, that's what the fast guys are need anyway, so
right.
I'm going to go back there. And then,
and then
like,
let the things kind
and then
of
by that
out.
Move, with everything that happened within the first three laps,
right.
next thing you know, I'm fourth.
Like, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, so like, it's just a little bit more mature on, like, not so much, oh, I got to start up front, to, you know, like, just knowing when you have the car and when you don't.
Did you know where you had to finish to get the championship, or
Pete,
had an idea?
Pete pretty much ended up tapping out due to, he didn't feel too comfortable racing without his water temp gauge.
Right.
Nor did he had told me to, he didn't really feel like winning a championship over motor failures.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like, if I would have won a race this year, it'd be different. So
right.
I thanked him a lot for that too, but
you,
still.
So that must be hard to, like, know, okay, I need to sit back and just finish
yeah.
a decent position versus going after a win.
Yeah, but I usually do that now. It's like, why go mess your car up trying to block on lap two
right.
if you're leading and the cars are 2/10, 3/10,
right.
recently 5/10 all of a sudden,
right.
faster than you. It's not happening. Like, and you're going to be taking a beating if you try it.
Right.
Like, so if now if it's two laps to go, that's a whole different conversation.
Right. right.
You know, you can make it happen for two, but nothing good's going to happen to your car or yourself if you're just get out of the way. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
There's no shame in it. It's there's nothing you're going to do except for that you're going to get your bump beat up. You might get wrecked. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just not worth it.
Now you made it sound like the cars are faster this
yeah.
year.
They just showed up that way one race.
I mean, it must be the name that done it, right? Now they're called the Outlaw Factory Stock.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the sponsors in between
yeah.
all that. But what do you think has made them faster? What have you guys done, if you don't mind me asking, or do you know? Made you guys
what
faster?
Did Marshawn Lynch say that one time? I'm just here so I don't get fined. No, I heard,
exactly right.
I've heard of some things. It's neither here nor there.
I mean, in whole, as the group, you know, what's changed over the last
somebody else we know
years.
Always used to say, I just show up and race the car. I know nothing.
I don't know. What, yeah, I don't know.
That's right. I just show
driver.
Up and race the car.
Driver.
Well, on our end, apparently we don't do enough. That's what I learned.
As a driver?
What, the driver
no,
or the mechanic?
I don't, like I said, one race, I won. And then the next race, I was 3/10 off. Falling race, I was 1/2 second off. So I don't
know.
I've been around for a minute, and I don't know what happened. I really don't.
And nothing's changed on the car or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. That's weird.
Huh.
Interesting. Well, you know,
but,
and I mean, I'm not trying to.
And that's the difference,
to
too.
Any...
You could play a little bit more when you're not running for points to when you are running for points.
Right.
So it's a different ballgame. It really is.
Gary, what are some of the times have you seen out there that them guys have running that's caught your eye? 18 and a half or
high
18s?
High 18s?
The last race of the season in practice, I don't know how the rules work for track records because technically it has to be in qualifying, but
right.
if your practice is your qualifying.
Yeah, that's true.
It should go. And Kyle Jacks literally tied his track record.
Right. Which was, do you
an
know?
An 18.816.
18.81, wow.
And the difference from someone that get into the 18s in the past to now is...
Wait, 18-1?
18-1.
Oh,
8-1. Eight, eight,
okay.
Yeah. And, oh, no, I would just load it up. I'm going to get hurt out here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we need to...
No, and it's now people are more consistently running in there than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do start seeing them dip into that
and
faster times more now.
I mean, we got some work to do. We'll figure it out. I'm not too worried about it. So...
Have you guys done group qualifying this whole
season? No, we've only actually qualified once this year.
Okay.
And then it's been practice, and then it's been just straight-up pill draw. And I kind of like that, too. The last two races was kind of boring, just already knowing what the invert was.
Really?
Because it said it on the schedule.
Yeah.
So that could lead into some problems.
Yeah, you guys can
and
stand
then,
bad or something like that.
And then, so I kind of like it, like, just something different every race.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Do you like the qualifying part of it, like single car qualifying? Or do you like the pill draw?
I
do
like to qualify. It's fun. But, like, that's one of my favorite parts about racing, how to do in the cars, right, is just railing it.
Right.
Like, tires are still cold, the motor's cold.
Right,
let's go
just
get it.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Right. And so I do really like qualifying there. But
well, back in the day, they used to do qualifying, single car qualifying, heat races, trophy dashes, and main event. So maybe you'll start seeing some of that at some other tracks that might be coming up. I don't know.
I think so.
Old school.
I also really like full field inverts.
Yeah.
That's just fun.
Well, you know.
I like them. I know. And it might not be everyone's opinion, but I like them.
No, and I do too. I think that I like to see full field inverts because – you know, if you're fast, you should have a challenge to get through the fields, you know. And some of the, you know, we've heard it a couple times before, different people, you know, that, that causes wrecks and this and that. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be out there wrecking anybody. And they, you know, if there's
guys them guys that,
race,
that
you know,
them guys that are causing the wrecks that say there's wrecks.
You know, just calm down a little and work your way through the field. If you're experience like that and you are typically up front and you know how to drive through the field.
Well, as you know, back in the day they lined you up by points.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you were in points, it was inverted.
Right.
So the points leader starts last. It don't matter if there was five cars or 25 cars.
What if, like,
and that's also, we had a
behind them.
Okay.
We were doing 6 or 8 car inverts, so we'd switch it up and it would be inverted on your average point.
Mm-hmm.
Or your average finish or something. So that's pretty cool. So the fast guys were back there.
But the problem with always letting them know what the invert is, you're going to get these sandbaggers that want to.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was saying about when they were doing it that way, because at that point in time in the season, the couple cars behind you probably shouldn't be up front anyways.
Right.
And then, because, you know, you're not going to learn that new if your car's wrecked. And then, so you couldn't fake it. Unless you literally sandbag your finishes in races, like, and why are you going to do that?
Right.
That's not the game plan.
Exactly.
Once the main happens, it's a trophy.
Right.
So, like, it was pretty cool, too, because it still kept all the fast cars right next to each other. And then, you know what I mean, it was in order. So, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. There's all different ways that make sense, so it's just hard to tell. Each driver has their own opinions, you know. How do you like it, Gary? You like...
I like the full field invert. I like.
Do you like qualifying? Do you like group qualifying or single car or pill draws?
Pill draws
yourself.
Pill draws are more for the heat race and more random. Yeah. I like that.
And also my preference too, and this is going not just in my division, this is in all racing, is I think it depends the quality of competition you have.
Yeah.
Because there's some shows
point.
I've seen that. Screw it. I want it to start straight up because if we keep those 8 cars intact, nose to tail, it's going to be an awesome show by itself. You don't need to invert or do nothing to spice it up. It's just going to be a great battle. But if you get some weird stuff going on with inverts, some of those cars are going to get knocked out just by bad luck.
Right.
And so at least let these dudes go get at it. So I really think it's like how
point.
Close is it to the competition?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's
but also, every driver is playing on the same field.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're faster than the new guy, you know, then let that new guy go, and then you know you've got laps to pass him.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to win on the first lap.
And no,
so.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I prefer a full field with me, but, like, well, for instance, I would have liked to see it straight up.
Like,
not Snowball, but Kern's big race to win the showdown.
Yeah,
like there was one year I was looking, I was like, oh man, they jacked this thing all up with this invert. Someone, yeah, and because it was going to be an amazing race, and everyone
was
literally
the top,
or
guys.
Like the old modified tour,
right?
Phil Lucas Oil, like we would be a tenth off the pole and be 14th,
right?
And you're trying to figure out how many cars fit in that
gap,
absolutely. You know, that could have went straight up because everyone was so close. That year, the last full year we ran it, and it was just so close. Like I can't tell you how many times we were a thousandth off of getting into the invert. ninth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just really think what race we're talking about.
No, you know what? That's
people reporting pounds with Facebook.
No, that's
at 6 o'clock.
That's a valid point that, you know, because you might go to, let's say, a Spears race or something like that, and you know them top, even, you know, 10, 12, 15 of them are going to put on a good show, no matter where they starting at towards the front. So you don't want to see an invert on something.
Yeah, and I
like
guess,
that.
Too, like, I guess that's the definition. Local stuff, I like big inverts.
Mm-hmm.
Big money races should be straight up.
Right. And you know,
everyone brought their best piece and did their best job and did all this stuff and tried. There's nothing worse. Like, I see it all the time in Madera, man. You go out there, you light the roll on fire, get that pole, pull the 10. And then lap 3, your toe's knocked out because some dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like local race and stuff. I do like the bigger inverts because typically, unless you have a bad night, whoever was going to win in practice is probably going to win that night.
Right.
Very rarely someone's going to overcome, or all of a sudden after Friday night practice and all day Saturday practice, all of a sudden a light bulb's going to click that's going to put you in victory lane.
In front. Hey,
so if you already weren't like top two, you're probably – it's
right.
not going to be that easy.
That's true.
So it just – yeah.
And car count, obviously, and then laps, I guess.
I've seen it Dustin Nash like 2-3 races ago. I actually got to watch the whole race. July 3rd.
Yeah.
Aaron's going to the front. I'm all pumped up. And I just see Dustin just floating like seventh, eighth, wherever. He shuffled himself back on the outside and just waited. And then he was like, okay, it's all settled down now. And like just like a vet with an experienced driver, just went right through the field one by one, kept his car clean. But all day Saturday, he was the fastest car.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
so he had a fast car.
Where like a lot of those touring deals or big money races is a lot more close. Competitive.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I don't know. I guess it all depends. If it's me, I want an invert because I want pole.
So you can run as fast as you can, huh?
As long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I led for one lap. Come on. What are you talking about?
No.
How was so with the new fancy, you know, the now that they're outlaw factory stocks and they're supposed to be faster and stuff, what do you think needs to happen to build the car counts back up in that division? Because it looked like it's been kind of
well, first off,
hovering.
The name wasn't supposed to make it faster.
It's supposed to make it sexier. Sexier makes it
that's
faster.
That's right. It was supposed to make it sexy. Did it?
I hate the spoilers. That's why there's not one on my car. I think it's ugly. If these cars were meant to have a spoiler on it, they would have came off the showroom floor with one. It just, I don't know, man. A lot of the box styles and everything, it's not my taste. I'm not saying it to someone else doesn't look good.
Sure.
I'm just
they're saying it's sexy because they put spoilers on the car?
Yeah, that's where that whole thing started.
Okay. I didn't know.
That's where that whole thing started.
Yeah, we're just teasing. Because I hate to see any car count go down. We want to see local racing build at any track, obviously. You know, so if something works, you know, you can't knock it. But, you know, and it's, you know what, and you got to try something, right?
Oh.
Been bombers for many years, and then.
Now, I do like going to the factory stock portion because a bomber anywhere else on the West Coast is a Camaro.
Right.
It's just not quite a super stock version of the Camaro.
Right.
But go Northern California and go race bombers with your actual bomber and see what you're up against.
And I think that's kind of transitioned over the years. It wasn't like that years ago, and I think it just one
so
of those
at least we're
that,
the same name now with Havasu.
Right, the local.
And if I hear the name Factory Stock to, what is it, Pure Stock?
Pure Stocks, yeah.
It, like, I know those
you
are
know,
similar,
yeah.
So I can come right. So you hear Bomber, well.
Right.
Right. What are they going to think elsewhere? You know what I mean?
Talk to the older guys, they say jalopies.
Yeah.
They're called jalopies, but hey, maybe that's what they need to be called, jalopies. But no, you know, and I think just names change and transition and stuff like that. I mean, how many times have we seen name changes at LVMS at the bouldering, you know, with the super stocks and the charger stocks and the hobby, they used to be hobby stocks.
Oh,
you know?
I mean, it's pretty similar. That's a perfect example. When they first brought, when we had the super late models, and then we're bringing late models back, but we call them outlaws.
Right.
It transitioned into the late model name because no one knew what the hell
right, it's an outlaw,
a late
right.
model or an outlaw is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same concept.
Well, that's true. You know, obviously the factory stock class should be, you would think, one of the more popular ones because of cost,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that's a tough one, too, because, you know, you guys spend a lot of money on your factory stocks like anybody else, like any other
yeah.
race car, but it's supposed to kind of be a more affordable division,
yeah.
I guess. So, but still costs money. You know, anybody goes into it, hey, racing costs money regardless. So don't think you're going to go into racing and not spend money. If you go in there not thinking you have to spend money, then you should be in something else. You should probably be at, you know, doing the Unashamed Smut Lovers podcast. Reading books.
That's true.
That's all.
Reading books. Buying books.
Yeah. You know, I'd love to see that division build back up. Of course,
yeah.
I'm glad to see the super stocks kind of build up a little bit, and they have somewhat of a decent count compared to the beginning of last year.
Mm. So last year is just, I think people waited too long to speak up that they wanted a race, and then when
right.
they got put on the schedule, they didn't show up.
The cars weren't ready. And they're like, oh,
this
crap.
Time, they were put on the schedule right away.
Right.
They knew there was going to be a point series.
And they left
you,
them
you
on
know
the
what
schedule.
I mean?
Yeah.
And, it, you know, anything, it could build. Because the nicest part about the street stocks is there are a lot more options at other tracks for them to come here.
Right.
You know. So that's always a blessing, you know what I mean? So
speaking of, you know, other tracks coming here, do you have any plans on going anywhere else to
just
travel to
right race? Now I'm only playing in so far, hopefully go take Aaron down the 26th, the Thanksgiving weekend at Havasu for the late model.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might, right now my stance is I'm not doing it.
Right.
But I might show up to Havasu with the old factory stuff.
Right. There you go. Are there any differences or many differences?
No, I just got to make sure I'm at 7 inches.
Is that what it is, like height's different?
Yeah, they're
weight?
7, but they'll give you, like, so if I just, you know, the last two off seasons I raced pretty heavily down there. Not so
mm-hmm.
much last year as the year before,
right.
during the COVID year. But as if you call them and say, hey, come down, this is what I got, they'll be like, cool.
Right, come on
if
down.
If you're running for points, they're going to tech you pretty hard.
Right.
So that's the difference. Or even if you're running enough to be in the top 5 in points because you're doing well, but you're going to miss some races, you're still going to be tech. If you go run 1, maybe 2, they're
right.
not going to make you change your entire car.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard because I'm not all the way at 6 already. When I put the 7-inch rims, it stands
right.
the car tire up more and actually raises the car a little bit.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's kind of nice. It kind of fixes itself almost, except for my left rear. I got to just raise the left rear a little bit.
So that is a little bit of a difference. They have 7-inch tire width
mm-hmm.
rule versus 8-inch.
And honestly, now that I know I could go down there on my 8s for one race,
mm-hmm.
I'll still run my 7s because I was running down there. And then there were so many Vegas cars doing well finally because usually we weren't the ones winning the race
right.
all the time. And the first practice session, I went out on the 7s. I literally went a tenth and a half faster just by going to a narrower rim.
That's funny.
But I think it raised the car into a happy geometry
right.
spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it actually went fast. I was like, thanks,
right.
guys.
Well, that's a good point because your suspension geometry
mm-hmm.
does change. And you know,
but they have a weight rule down there?
Happy.
Yes. But theirs is more basic. It's like B3400. They have a left side rule, too. But I believe it's bigger than ours, so you could just go through.
Yeah. Do you like traveling? I mean, is that?
Oh yeah. So see, when I go to Havasu, it's not just about the race. It's about Friday night out going out with the boys,
right.
Or you know what I mean. It's about the memories more than anything
right.
going to Havasu. It's always
yeah,
a fun time.
Good. See what kind of trouble you can get into.
Oh yeah,
wherever you're
trouble.
At,
it's always trouble.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the race down at Blythe.
Yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, me and Pete were talking.
Technical track, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I like too. It takes a lot out of it. It's just more about the driver than not about where if you're lacking down the straightaway, because there ain't no straightaway.
So if you had and we'll talk more about Blythe afterwards, but if you had a choice, let's say you had three tracks in the same perimeter, what would attract you to which track more? Is it money? Is it because one's in your backyard, it's easier to get to? Or
well, it's a tough question right now because the whole – everything's so much more expensive.
Right.
I mean, even I just bought, I went to AutoZone before the last race and bought brake rotors, and they went up like $25 a piece
right.
since the last time I did a brake job. So, like, you know what I mean? You got to take all that into consideration.
So would you equate better payouts or travel
yeah.
money or something like that and just to compensate for that, or that's...
Payout matters, but, I mean, I also was part of the group during COVID that raced at Havasu for free. There was a payout. But didn't always go to the winner. The winner would roll two dice, and whatever landed on the dice got $100 each.
Oh,
so, but that was pretty cool, too, because I liked it, because that guy in the back that
right.
obviously...
Sometimes he would get it.
It's struggling even to get
yeah.
to the racetrack. That's pretty cool, because he could get... It's not just... Cause, and then it transitions to just the top
right.
three, and then, like, I'm like, so the fastest guys who clearly don't need the extra money might use it, but they don't need it.
Right.
It's pretty cool because that guy could, just by having a bad night, still get something
right.
out of it. And
yeah.
then last year they went to a full field payout, I believe. Is it,
right.
I think it's like
top
$50 to start or something. If I remember correctly, I think everyone got $50. And then top three got a little something more.
Well, and that helps too because you
yeah.
get at least what your entry was
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And, of course, you still, no
yeah.
matter what, you're going to pay for travel.
Yeah.
It's funny because sometimes you think you save money by staying local than the travel, but you start doing the math. It's like, well, this track costs more. I didn't spend as much over here. I spent on
yeah.
gas, but so it all evens out.
And
you got better memories.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, too, in our division, you don't have to equate as much from track to track. Like,
right.
Well, I've said on this show that when I was running Vegas and Pahrump, I spent less money going to Pahrump than
right.
I did 10 miles down
yeah,
the road.
Yeah, it's weird how the math works
yeah.
out. Or it's close enough where, it made it more worthwhile.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it's just if the money's there on my end, there isn't no real. Because like I said, I've raced over there for free. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then it's at the end of the day, you're never going to make your money back in my division. So
right.
it's more or less like if I can afford it, I go.
And you're not going to become a millionaire, so.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Once I become president, 2024, like some
of
those viewers miss.
All payouts don't always go to the car owner. Sometimes it has to get under the table to the drivers.
Better believe I'm making side deals left and right. I am going to be that guy.
Well, it's funny because, like, you mentioned Crump. So out in Crump, there at one point, the mini stock divisions out there at some point had the most cars out there, and it was a trophy only.
25 cars started.
Yeah, and
yeah.
it was a trophy only. There was no payout.
They were out there paying everyone's bill.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Huh? No, it's just one of those deals. Me and Pete have talked, and we definitely want to go out and support you guys and just try it out and see what's about.
Right.
I've been there on the crew end
right.
back in the day, way back in the day. And then, we're definitely going to make a trip down there. And then go from there.
Wait.
What?
I caught that, you
well,
know.
Well, it just depends. Like I said, right now, it's hard enough to get to work or to gas.
Well, that's why I'm asking these questions, you
so
know.
It's just one of those deals, too. When I look at the schedule, it's like how available is it?
Right.
It just, and then my kid's going to be getting to T-ball eventually.
There's
other factors, too.
You mean Bandolero?
Well, it turns out, I looked into it, it's not as hard to fake a birth certificate. Like it used to be easy. I had a guy on Bonanza in Eastern at that swap meet. I get you licenses, whatever
you
need.
Right.
He's not there no more.
Oh, man. I'm sure they did away with the whole swap meet, not just him.
I'm sure there's still somebody. No.
Not to mention, he doesn't even fully talk yet, so they're not going to believe he is. Oh, I guess it's seven.
Well, hell, he can drive a junior late model now, can't he? Or a legend.
Get his car seat. He'll be fine.
Just stick him in the seat and go. Didn't you say they dropped the age on like
Legends and Vandals? Yeah,
that's scary.
Now, hold on. It's Vandals I 100% agree with.
You do or you don't?
I do.
You do to drop the age?
If, as long as you got
driver,
race,
I believe it
yeah,
went.
It's just 1 year. Because I've known plenty of kids coming out of go-karts that have been racing since they were five.
Yeah, and you're
they
right.
have the skill level.
Right. No, that's true.
But on the legend car, let's just get that corrected because everyone just went off like any 10-year-old could just jump in a legend car and put it in gear and let's ride. And that's not the case. You have to turn in. It's almost like getting a real NASCAR license. You have to turn in your resume. You have to be approved to even get a test. It's not like you could just buy a legend car and go race.
Well, you think
not.
A prerequisite of that would be either Bandolero or whatever the preceding, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say everyone, but I've seen a select few kids that could have definitely raced a legend car at 10 years old and probably won.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I know it's not everyone. And, of course, that first wreck with that 10-year-old, everyone's like, see, I told you, boom, boom. They're not going to think about how they just jumped someone's stuff because that's what legend cars are last week themselves. That's real man.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we won't open the can of worms all over again. We don't have enough time for that, but that would be splitting the divisions up to where they can race against their own age group and their own experience, not against, let's say, a pro or a master, the way they have, however they have them split up in the legends and race them all together, you know.
Yeah.
30 cars at a time.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
And, I mean, you also got to realize that everyone said that the kids driving the junior lates was going to be a cluster, and there's been some wrecks, but no one's, at least on our side of things, I don't know about the East Coast, really has been hurt that much. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
you know what,
most of them got pretty good at driving.
Yeah, but they were racing against their own age.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well,
right?
10 to 14, sometimes 16, because there were some people that just
which
can't even
like,
just stay.
Yeah. but that's still their own age, like a group. You know?
Yeah.
And maybe we should do that, like, hey, it's the seniors group. You guys race against each other.
We're now racing pros and masters in the truck.
Exactly. And the seniors.
Yep.
The seniors against each other only.
Yeah, you know, that's true. The junior late models, they've done a great job in that, which when I first heard of that, I was like, man, these guys are asking for
I
trouble.
Do feel more comfortable, but I also am not a big fan of grown-ups being in legend cars, so.
Hey, there's some people
anything
who want
that
any
their
cars.
Roll cage separates on both doors, not comfortable. Oh, and it's won by like a quarter-inch tubing? Yeah, okay.
I know, right? That's another thing.
Yeah, you know, so I've never been a big fan. They can put on some great racing, but it's just always a risk over reward to me, you know?
Right. I don't know. So are you going to race next year, same thing, or what are you looking at?
Haven't thought that far. I want to get through the bank. I mean, me and Pete's cars are both on trailers.
after the last race, Pete
went literally 4 a.m., got jumped on a plane and went hunting.
That's crazy.
So he just backed his flatbed and car into the garage, and mine's in the enclosed, and
just
taking a little break.
Yeah, I know. We know how that is. It's just kind of a moment of relief and just relax.
Got to get ready for trick-or-treating, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, always got to do that.
Got to do the thing.
What's the kid going to dress up as, you know?
I'm forgetting the name. Skeleton Nightmare Before Christmas, I believe.
Okay.
It's one of his favorite movies.
Hey, we're sorry we cut you short this show. But we'll have you back in and we'll do a full show and we'll talk more about your sponsors and all that kind of stuff. So, but you want to say anything real quick? We got a few seconds left.
I just want to thank my wife and my kid for giving up all their time so I could do this. And then Pete, sponsor CC Dallas, Jeff Cordell, all the guys for help.
And obviously everybody involved like that helps make it happen. Mm-hmm. Of course,
there's a lot.
So if you're not mentioning it's not on purpose, we'll talk about we can talk about the after the show, we're going to the whiteseaway.net, Facebook page, whiteseaway.com, Facebook page, we'll talk about white only, and then we're on Wheels Now, which is live next Tuesday, and on WheelsNow.com, and
we'll see if we're going to have Mike Miller back
in. Yeah. So appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.